Delhi government, after a cabinet meeting today, allowed 100% FDI in single brand retail via the automatic route. What that means is that foreign firms will now be able to invest 100% in India without getting prior government approval. In another major decision, the government allowed 49% FDI in Air India, the national carrier.
Former Manchester United defender Wes Brown is in India and is playing for the Kerala Blasters in the Indian Super League. The former England man feels it is important that India quickly sort out the issues in the domestic circuit and build one single league. The defender, who believes it is important to initiate youngsters into the sport at the age of 5 or 6, just like it happens with cricket, says that a strong domestic structure is important to raise standards in the future. After a hush-hush wedding ceremony in the Italian city of Tuscany, two grand receptions in Delhi and Mumbai, and an extended honeymoon in Cape Town, Anushka Sharma is back in the Bay. The actor, who has resumed the shoot of Anand El Rai's film Zero, co-starring Shah Rukh Khan and Katrina Kaif on Tuesday, took to Twitter to share the motion poster of her upcoming film, Pari, Not a Fairy Tale. Given it is a first horror film for Anushka, the motion poster looks even intriguing. In the 18-second snippet, the actor can be seen staring at the camera with blood flowing out of her eyes and hideous injuries taking over her skin. Being directed by debutant Prosith Roy, Pari happens to be Anushka's third production after NH10 and Filori. The film is slated for a Holi release on March 2, 2018. Samsung has launched the Galaxy A8 Plus as its mid-segment smartphone to compete with the likes of OnePlus 5T, Nokia 8 and others. The new Galaxy A8 Plus boasts of an infinity display, just like the one seen on Samsung's once flagship Galaxy S8 and Galaxy S8 Plus. Samsung has announced a ₹32,999 price tag for the Galaxy A8 Plus, and the smartphone will be available for purchase starting January 20 exclusively on Amazon. Surprisingly, the price of the smartphone comes south of what was expected earlier, judging from its pricing in Vietnam.